It turns out there is a program to recycle all those water bottles in Flint. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Donations of bottled water have been flooding into Flint. Making sure people have safe drinking water is the top priority in Flint right now. But some people are wondering about one side effect of the water crisis, where all those empty bottles are ending up.
My name is Khalid Iqbal, and I'm one of the committee members for the food pantry.
Iqbal helps run the Flint Muslim Food Pantry, and he gives food and bottled water to anyone who needs it in Flint. He says last weekend, he went around door-to-door handing out water.
The concern that I had, and many of us had, is when we talk to the people that we either deliver water or people who take it from here, what are you going to do with the empty bottles? And they have no clue, no answer. And I'm afraid it's going to end up in the dumpsters.
Iqbal tapes signs on the cases of water he gives out. They say, please recycle empty plastic bottle. Do not throw in trash. He says his food pantry is taking empty bottles back to recycle them if people bring them in. There have been some rumors flying around. Some people have been saying Flint doesn't have a recycling program. But that's not true. Flint does have a curbside recycling program. If you live in Flint and you pay for garbage services, you're already paying for recycling. But the problem is, not everyone knows about it. Gary Hicks is with Republic Services. It's the company that handles Flint's waste and recycling.
I guess I really can't give you a definitive answer as to why it's never taken off. Keep in mind, we're starting a program from the ground up.
That's because the curbside recycling program only got started a couple of years ago. Before that, he says, there was no curbside pickup in Flint at all.
Now, 2 years later, I would say somewhere around 13 to 16% of the city is participating. So we are gaining ground.
But it's not automatic. You do have to call the company to sign up for the recycling program, and then they'll send you a bin. Hicks says if you sign up for recycling and you have too many water bottles to fit in your bin, you can make your own extra bin.
We do have recycle stickers. So if you've got a plastic tote, you can simply either write recycle on it. You could put a recycle sticker on it. As long as we know that it's recycling and it's placed near the recycle bin, we will collect it.
Hicks says they sent out about 20,000 mailers last year to let people know about the program. One consultant says public education is key in getting people to recycle, and in this case, just making sure people in Flint know there is a program. Steve Montel is with Resource Recycling Systems. The group works with local governments, schools, and industries on their recycling programs. Montel says you have to spend money to get more people to recycle.
Unfortunately, public education is usually the last item that is considered, but probably the most important for keeping a quality system going. And, it can range anywhere from a few thousand dollars a year to tens of thousand dollars a year.
Montel says Flint's recycling rate is far lower than most developed programs in Michigan. But he says if more people start recycling, it shouldn't be a problem to handle all those water bottles.
It's not overwhelming. It's more of a challenge on the residential side, where residents have to get used to putting these bottles into their bins and make sure that they have enough bins for the collection. But from the hauler side, I can't imagine that Republic Services is going to have any trouble handling or delivering these materials to an end market.
In fact, he says adding all those bottles to the recycling system will make it more financially viable. You can find out more about recycling in Flint at michiganradio.org. Thanks to Michigan Radio's Steve Carmody for his help reporting this story. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.